All right, good afternoon, everyone. Can you all hear me okay? Yeah? Good afternoon, everyone. I can think we can do a little bit better, right? Good afternoon, everyone. That's awesome. All right. So I'm going to share with you building SharePoint 2013 with a hybrid deployment. How do you go about and build hybrid deployments in a 2013 environment? It's going to be fully demos, so no slides. Just only one slide, though, so that you know what is hybrid. When you think about SharePoint hybrid, you should think about you are basically getting the benefits from both the cloud innovations in Office 365, as well as the investments that you have already made in on-premises, customizations you have done in on-premises, continue to have them as well. So in other words, there is no migration needed in order to take benefit of these SharePoint hybrid scenarios. I want to be super clear on that. SharePoint hybrid scenarios, there is no migration needed in order to move content from on-prem to the cloud. Only then you can get these benefits. So let's talk about a couple of example scenarios, then I'll actually jump in right into their demos. The first simple example is the hybrid OneDrive for Business. So what do we mean by that? Whenever we say hybrid OneDrive for Business or hybrid sites or hybrid search, what it means is that OneDrive for Business is in the cloud in Office 365, while everything else, like team sites, intranet, portals, extranets, are in the on-prem. You can choose to deploy that way, okay? So it's a very simple step you can take, first step into getting benefits from Office 365, right? So that's deploying hybrid OneDrive for Business. And I'll show you in a few minutes how easy it is to get that deployed as well. The second scenario is hybrid sites and extranet sites. What that means is you can start having, I'm saying start having, I'm not saying migrating. You can start having some sites in the cloud while continue to have your existing sites in the on-premises. From the end user perspective, once you configure this hybrid scenario, they're going to have a seamless experience navigating across these two environments from on-prem into the cloud. So think about it. In order to navigate across SharePoint team sites, the person has to remember either the URL or they favorite the URLs and things like that. In 2013, the sites navigation that you see on the top, that's the simplest place people can go to navigate across the team sites. With hybrid sites feature, that navigation is now powered from Office 365. So you have a single site navigation to navigate across all your sites. Doesn't matter where the site lives, whether it is on-prem or in online, does not matter. Once you configure hybrid sites feature, whenever the user goes and clicks follow in on-prem site or in the cloud side, it will right into the Office 365 experience. When the user clicks sites tab, it will take them right into the cloud so that they have everything, both on-prem sites and in the cloud sites. To keep it simple, the user doesn't have to remember the URL. They just have to go to the sites tab, a single location, to navigate across their sites. Now the question is, once I have the sites or my ODB in the cloud, OneDrive for Business in the cloud, and some in the on-prem, how is my search experience going to look like? Do I have to now go and search in on-prem as well as in the cloud? Do I have to remember the search center URLs for both Office 365 and in the cloud? The answer is no. Once you configure hybrid search, which is going to enable you a single search index in Office 365, so you can think about retiring your on-premises search indexes if you prefer to. Run the crawler in on-premises SharePoint, get those indexes, and push that into the cloud. So in Office 365, will be the single search index for both your on-premises content as well as your cloud content. It's a huge benefit if you think about it from an on-premises infrastructure perspective. From the end user perspective, when he goes and search, doesn't matter whether in on-prem or in the cloud, I will show you the demo in a minute, he will get or she will get the results from both on-premises sites as well as in the cloud sites. The best part, when she or she sees the results, it will be single relevance as well. It will be single relevance across your on-premises and in the cloud sites as well. So we come together, we couple together all these key workloads like OneDrive for Business, sites, external sites, as well as key experiences like search experience, so that you give end users a seamless navigation between the environments as well as their day-to-day experiences. One other thing I would call out is it's not only about these experiences that you are already using today, you are very familiar with. It is also about the Office 365 innovation experiences. For example, Office 365 video. What about if you wanted to give the video portal like experiences to your on-prem users? Instead of going off and building the video on-premises infrastructure, make use of Office 365 video. And from within your 2013 on-prem environment, you can allow your end users in on-premises users get into those video portal. So it's as if, as an IT admin, you have now provided them the video service and video portal capability. And I'll show you as well in a minute how that experience is going to look like. I'll finish with Dell is another example. We want to give them a much modern productivity experiences for your existing on-premises users. Again, there is a way you can configure in hybrid to enable that experience as well. Okay, with that introduction, let me actually get into the demos. By the way, how many of you, while I'm pulling up my demo environment here, how many of you are actually already in 2013 today? Okay, and how many of you are in 2010 today? Okay, please upgrade to 2013. Because all of these hybrid features I'm going to show you requires a prerequisite of 2013. The other key thing is we just released SharePoint September 2016 critical update, like cumulative update, I think first week of September. It has all the new goodies around hybrid scenarios. So I strongly recommend getting into that September cumulative update as well. Okay? So let me go ahead. All right, we are good here. Oops. Let me get connected to my remote desktop. So I'm going to log into my 2013 on-premises form as the form administrator. So let's just start from that scenario, from the simple step. There we go. And while it's connecting it, has anybody tried hybrid search or any hybrid scenarios that I've just mentioned? Few of you. Can you share your quick experience? Which scenario you tried, maybe? Yammer?
Yes.
OK. So instead of newsfeed, you're actually connecting to the Yammer instead. OK? Like it so far? Oh, I see. So, yeah, go ahead. Fixed right now. Perfect. Okay. So one thing I would call out is, as the thing I'm going to show you from a hybrid experience, the key prerequisite here is to make sure that your on-premises identities or the directory stuff, this is what you're referring to, is actually getting synchronized into the cloud as well, especially if you want to give the end users a seamless experience so they continue to use their on-premises identities to authenticate. The second thing is, in order to give them a single sign-on experience, if possible, set up the federation setup in on-prem, and then let them connect to your on-premises, and then let them authenticate, or do the password sync so that they can use the same password that you have in on-prem in the cloud credential as well. So now I'm logged into my 2013 on-premises form. This is all very familiar to you. This is the central administration page. And I'm also going to log into my cloud tenant, which is the SharePoint Online tenant as well. If you notice closely here, we have introduced this new tab at the left in the admin center for configure hybrid. So this is our single place for hybrid picker experience. This is our single place where all the hybrid scenarios that you potentially can enable in your on-prem form can get in and then start enabling or start from here. Now today, we don't have all the scenarios here, except hybrid search is not yet there in this particular page. Eventually, that also will show up in this particular scenario. But all the other scenarios that I just mentioned, you can enable them right from this particular configuration wizard. So let me go ahead and click on the hybrid picker, which will let me configure four different scenarios at the same time. So I'm going to go ahead and click here. And it's going to pop up the application that's going to walk me through the hybrid configuration wizard. It's a very simple configuration wizard. And if I click next here, it's going to ask me for, so it already knows my form admin credential. It's going to ask me for the cloud Office 365 tenant admin credential. So let me go ahead and enter that. There we go. All right, so it needs both of the credentials, both my form admin credential in on-prem and my cloud credentials. So it succeeded. So I'm good to go. Now I'm going to click next. Now it's going to do the hard part, which is it's going to do the prerequisites checks for me. It's going through what form build that I have, what kind of shared services. As you know, SharePoint has a lot of shared services, such as taxonomy, user profile application, app management service, and so on. So it's going to check all those shared services status. Are they online? Are they healthy? Because some of the shared services for some of the hybrid scenarios, they do require them. So for example, hybrid OneDrive for Business, it has a very close tie with the user profile application, for example. And if you take about hybrid search, it has a very close tie into the search service application that you're running in the on-premises. So it is now going through those shared services list, app management service, user profile application, search service application, and then taxonomy as well to make sure that they're all online and available. The other key part is, one of the key steps with the hybrid is about configuring your OAuth configuration from on-prem to the cloud. I asked 2010, and how many of you are using 2010? The main reason is, in 2013, we made a fundamental update to the authentication platform. As you know, we introduced OAuth in 2013. That platform is actually the fundamental foundation for us to connect on-premises to the cloud. In fact, in cloud, all the innovations we are talking about, like Office 365 Groups, Office 365 Video, all those innovations, they all built on the foundation of OAuth. That's why it is 2013 is the prerequisite to benefit any of these hybrid scenarios. Now it came back, and then I'm green on all the prerequisites. In the case where, you know, it's very common, you may not have some prerequisites ready. So you'll see there's a link at the bottom called View Report. You just click on the link, it will tell you which prerequisite failed, and then what action you need to do to bring it back, and then rerun the configuration wizard again. Okay? So that's how easy it is to finish up the prerequisite. Now let's go to the next level. Now it is giving me options of what are all the hybrid scenarios that I would like to enable in this on-premises form. It gives me four options right now. OneDrive for Business, Sites feature, the extensible app launcher, and the extranet B2B scenarios. So what this means is, I can now pick and choose which particular scenario I want to enable. So for example, if I just want to start with hybrid OneDrive for Business, I can just select that OneDrive for Business alone and then uncheck everything else. In fact, in the cloud, I can just have Office 365 OneDrive for Business SKU licensing there and then make sure my users are assigned with the OneDrive for Business licenses, enable this hybrid scenario for hybrid OneDrive for Business, then you will get the hybrid deployment. Ideally, I recommend having E3 SKU in the cloud because that way you get the best benefit, best value from Office 365. And also, in this list, the maximum one is the Sites feature. Once you enable the Sites feature, you will get the maximum value as well. But you don't have to. You can start with just hybrid OneDrive for Business too. The other aspect is, I'll get to the question in a minute. The other aspect is, as you select these features, we also show you what the other features will be getting selected. So for example, if I go ahead and then select just the Sites feature, it's going to show me you selected that, but we are also enabling these additional features. The reason for that is, as you know, SharePoint has a very interconnected links across these features. So when I say Sites feature is enabled, it is depending on the follow experience. The follow experience depends on the user profile application and OneDrive for Business in your system. So it has to have all the connected features enabled as well. That's why we tell you what other features we are enabling once you enable the Sites feature. So I'm going to go ahead and, you know, in the interest of time, go ahead and enable all the features and then click Next. Now it is doing the second hardest part, which is configuring my on-premises form for all these features that I just selected, including, as many of you know, the OAuth configuration, which is usually a 20-page white paper to walk through and then connect your online tenant to your on-prem. How many of you have tried this in the past 6 minutes? A couple of you. It's so easy, right? It's just 1 minute. So it's like a 20-page white paper you have to go through, but now this wizard actually just went through. By the time I explain it to you, what's happening, it's done. It went through that exercise. It pulled down the tenant information. It's got the self-signing, the signing certificate from my on-prem, configured that hybrid channel for me. So my on-prem server is now configured for hybrid for those four scenarios that I just talked about. Question?
Was there any impact on the end user that you ran this prompt?
Not yet. Okay. So when you configure, one other thing I'm going to get to is, sorry, you had a question too, so I'll get to you in 1 minute. One other aspect I want to call out, when you configure this, we thought about the rollout is a super critical part, right? You don't want to roll out to everybody the hybrid experience at the same time. So we have introduced a concept called audience, hybrid audience. So you are all familiar, in on-prem, there is a concept called audience, where you can confine, saying, point to the specific Active Directory security group, or based on some rules, you can create an audience. So that way, the compiled users list is where the audience give. So imagine you create a hybrid audience, then link that to your hybrid users security group. You manage your security group, decide how many users you want, and then connect that hybrid audience to these features. I'll show you in a minute how it is. Only those users, let's say you have starting with 10 users, only those 10 users will see this hybrid connected experience. The rest of the users in the organization, they are not going to be affected with this experience. That answers your user impact question. So you had a question, please go ahead. On-prem Cal?
Yeah, we have to pay the Cal. Let me follow up with online.
That's a licensing question.
Yeah, licensing is complex, but the quick answer is yes, yes, but there's some nuance to it. I'm happy to walk you through it.
Okay. All right. We have only 10 minutes, I think, remaining. So let me go and finish up this so I can show you the end user impact too. And again, of course, we have give you a way to give us a feedback as you run through the wizard. If you run into issues, give us, hey, I ran into this particular issue. You should guys should take about making it much more easier. So that's what this is. Now, once I'm done with this experience, I can go to, like I said, the rollout experience. I can cloak my Office 365 tab. And here is the configure hybrid and OneDrive. And as you notice here, the configuration is done for my connecting to my Office 365 OneDrive for Business. And then notice there is a hybrid audience that I have configured as an admin. This is how you can control which users will be seeing this hybrid connected experience. Today, so in this particular audience, I have just 3 people configured on this, right? So I am one of those people. So I'm going to now go log in as that user. So let me go ahead and log into the user. So go ahead and click my on-prem team site. Now I'm acting as the end user. My admin has configured the nice hybrid for me. I'm going to now try as an end user. I log into my team site. That's what I do day to day. And as I see here, I typically go after, I know you configured Yammer, and as well as I, in order to go to my OneDrive for Business, I just click OneDrive. To go to my sites list, I click my sites. That's my typical experience. So here, I'm going to go ahead and click OneDrive because I'm in the hybrid audience. If you notice, it takes right into my OneDrive for Business in the cloud. Isn't it awesome? It's just right there. The reason being, it's already configured for the directory sync and the single sign-on. So behind the scene, the magic of authentication automatically happened, and then the user gets right into the cloud OneDrive for Business. Now the next question is, how do I get back? Right? You need to give a way for the users to get back to their on-premises too. So as in the Office 365, as you know, the app launcher is the way you navigate across multiple places, right? If you want to go from SharePoint to Exchange, Exchange to Yammer, and so on. This is the exact same concept. Click on the app launcher. If you notice, there is this new custom tiles that my admin has added. In app launcher in Office 365, you can add custom tiles, right? I added one for my SharePoint 2013 on-prem. As an end user, just click on the tile. I'm now back to my on-premises. So I can navigate across as an end user between my 2 environments without having to think about what's the URL I need to type in the browser. The second aspect is I talked about hybrid sites. So let's say I have enabled hybrid sites as well, and I have created some LBI sites in the cloud, and I wanted to be able to have a single site's navigation. So I'm in the on-prem site, and the typical gesture is I just click follow if I really wanted to get to these sites, and then if I want to go to the list of sites, I click the sites tab. And then in this particular case, let me actually, for the interest of time, I'm going to go ahead to my, there we go, where is my OneDrive? There we go. The SharePoint home experience that you are familiar with, it will give me the list of followed sites that you see on this left, right here. It not only contains the SharePoint online sites, the subsite one that you're seeing here is actually an on-prem site, because it's a single place where the end user can now navigate across the multiple sites. And in the future, as we progress forward in this hybrid journey, we'll make the SharePoint home experience eventually be the default experience too, so that you have a much richer sites experience. Not only the cloud users, but even the on-prem users get the much richer experience as well. But you get the idea, it helps them to navigate across. Right, now I am in my sites navigation, and I wanted to get to my external facing sites because I'm the partnership manager for Contoso. I'm working with my external collaborations, and SPO, SharePoint Online, is where I have my external facing sites. And I happen to work with Adatum, which is another partnership that I'm working with. So I want to get to that particular site. Just click on that particular link, which is a SharePoint online site that is configured for external collaboration. I'm right there. And then I can now share further from that particular site with my partners in 8atoms. Let's say I wanted to share with, who was that, Nate? Nate at 8atom. There we go. And it will let me allow me to share with that person because that site is allowed to share with an 8atom partnership. Let's say what happens as an end user, I'm now trying to share this with my buddy in my Hotmail account. Let's say I wanted to share with Mike at hotmail.com. Did I type it right? Here we go. And it immediately throws me this error. It says, sorry, buddy, you cannot share with that Mike at hotmail.com because your organization policy does not let you share with those particular domain. Now, this is the benefits and improvements that we have done in SharePoint Online. And there's actually a session I'm doing tomorrow at 12:30 to go through what are all the investments we have done in this space so that SharePoint Online is the best collaboration experience, especially for these external collaboration sites. So you can think about start having external collaboration sites in SPO while, of course, having your on-premises intranet sites. End users like me working at Contoso, I can navigate across these sites, right? So these are all out-of-the-box experiences that you can get in SharePoint Online. I'll show you in the details in my session tomorrow on that regards. So now I showed you both OneDrive for Business, hybrid sites, and the connecting to my external sites. Let's talk about search. Now that I have content in both on-prem and in the cloud, how does the experience for search will look like? So I'm going to log into my search experience in my on-premises team site. So I'm going to go to my on-prem team site here. If you notice, I always start the demo with the on-prem team site because I want to show you how once you configure for hybrid, nothing changes for your end user. He still goes to his on-prem, and then we're just connecting him to the cloud. So here, this is my on-prem, another on-prem team site. I'm going to type in one of the search term marketplace, and it's going to bring me back search results for the end user. Give it a minute, here we go. And I want you to watch closely the results URLs. What do you see? The first one is the OfficeNet, which is an on-prem team site. It's the result, search result that is coming from the on-prem team site. The second one is also on-prem. The third one is the SharePoint.com, which is the Office 365 tenant results. So it is actually showing me a single relevance results across my on-premises and the Office 365 environment. You guys like it? It's much more easier for the end user. He doesn't have to think about to share the search in both places, but at the same time, he's getting there. If you don't quite hang on to the question, because I want to finish one more demo, then I can open it up for questions, yeah? So the last thing I want to show is the video portal and the Delve experience that I talked about. So coming back to my other demo environment, I don't know how many of you have noticed, I am if I go to my on-premises team site, so right here, I have the typical navigation link, but also, I have the waffle. How does this waffle show up for 2013? So as part of that cumulative update that I mentioned earlier, we are bringing the app launcher experience into on-prem 2013 as well. Go ahead. You should. Don't feel shy. You should. And the reason is, I'm an on-prem team site, just to remind you. This is on-prem team site, yeah? If I click on that waffle, notice that. I'm not only seeing the typical three tiles. I'm also seeing my Dell tile, my video tile, and some custom tiles that my admin has configured. So you get the same experience, whether you are in on-prem team site or in your SPO SharePoint Online team site, but you get the same experience. Imagine from an end-user perspective, you just send a mail to him saying, hey, now I have enabled you for video portal. You should check it out. Just click on the waffle and then click on the video portal. You'll be right there. So again, I'm just going to, as an end user, click on the video portal. It will take me right into the video portal in Office 365, assuming you have done the single sign-on and so on. Now the users, on-prem users, are able to get even into this particular video portal in a seamless way as well. Same thing, if I want to get back to on-prem, again, click on the waffle. and then I can click the on-prem and then get back to my on-prem as well. So that's how we are bringing together the on-prem and the cloud experiences. At the same time, give the cloud innovations ability to give it to the end users as well. Okay, you guys like it? Yeah? All right. That's the time I got for this, so I'm going to open up for questions. Please, go ahead. Thank you very much, guys. So the question was, actually, I'll probably talk to you. How do I have to select, like which one I have to select to configure search? So search, like I said earlier, it's not part of that configuration wizard yet. There is a separate script that we have in order to onboard and then configure hybrid search.
So
I didn't go through that in this one because it usually takes a little bit more time than that configuration wizard. Actually, one more thing, guys. Actually, thanks for bringing that up. One more thing I do want to call out, taxonomy and managed metadata. So thanks for bringing that up. Actually, this is why 20 minutes are too quick to go through it. One more thing I do want to call out is, if you notice in the tenant admin center, we have hybrid SharePoint taxonomy as well in the preview right now. So the question was, what is the taxonomy story for hybrid? So we are going to announcing the preview of hybrid SharePoint taxonomy, meaning you will seed your SharePoint online with your taxonomy from on-premises, right? And that SPO will be the master going forward. Once you enable this feature, there is actually a timer job in on-prem that will start replicating from the cloud into your on-premises. But you have a single master, which is in SharePoint Online, and that's where you manage your taxonomy.